Basically, we've had a campaign many, many years ago of Ban the Pan, where we wanted people to go on and purchase thermostatic deep fat fryers. And to be fair, that campaign was quite successful. But we've noticed within the last few months and probably over the past year that people are reverting back to the old deep fat saucepans and filling them with cooking oil.
Now, this could have been an awful lot worse. There was a smoke alarm in the house, and it was the smoke alarm that led directly to the fire service being called. Had there not been a smoke alarm in that house, it could have been a very, very different story.
Of course. And you know yourself, we've obviously been campaigning on an old adage of thumbs up for Monday and have a working smoke alarm, you know, because what we find on occasions, people have got smoke detectors, but they don't keep them updated, they don't test them, they don't replace the batteries whenever they run out. So you're right, the working smoke alarm did contribute to a speedy resolution of that incident.
But the bottom line, as far as the fire service is concerned, is that these old-style chip pans are a recipe for disaster, and your preference would be that people would just make the move to deep-fat fryers and stick to that move.
That's right, but there's many people would choose not to follow the old thermostatic pans. So if they're going to use a saucepan, we would recommend they would just fill it to a third full of fat or oil, and not to leave it unattended, because that seems to be the issue at the minute, where people are actually walking out, they're distracted by something on the TV or somebody's at the door or a mobile phone, and they've left that pan unattended with the heat switched on. And that's actually what's leading to these fires at the minute. The chip pans are being left unattended.